And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's chart master, Jared Blickery, for a closer look. And Jared, you know, I don't want to connect two dots and say an early trend is afoot here, but energy for the second day, some big moves.
Yes, energy is one of those value sectors that has been outperforming yesterday as well as today. And we can see on the Wi-Fi Interactive, ExxonMobil up over 3.5%. So is Royal Dutch Shell. BP and ConocoPhillips up more than 4%. And it's not just energy. It's also the banking sector. This is one of those have groups. JP Morgan up over 3.5%. Bank of America up 4.5%. That's as the yield curve is surging higher and expanding along the way. But we have have-nots as well. And that would be tech and healthcare today. Some pretty steep losses. You take a look at what's happening in the semiconductors. We do have a few bright spots. This was a bright spot yesterday, not today. And then you take a look at software, and that is just falling off a cliff here. Look at the one-day performance and then the two-day performance. We have some names in here down 15, 16%, like Zscaler, Atlassian, HubSpot. So really the carnage continues there. But you know what? We got to get to another have-not, unfortunately. And this is going to be our social media group. And you see the three big outliers there. I got to change this to an equal weight. But Pinterest down 9.7% over the trailing 2 days. Most of that coming today. In fact, all of it coming today. And take a look at the one-year chart. That is from the upper left to the lower right. And you take a look at a max, and they're right smack in the middle of their trading range from the prior year into the current year, or 2020 into 2021. So a little bit of negativity hitting there. Guggenheim coming out with a note saying that continued usage weakness, another quarter of below consensus results. They got some data from Ads Manager and Aptopia as of mid-December. They're also saying, we don't see the platform's use case as developing as rapidly as peers, creating risk that competitors improve their social commerce offerings more quickly than Pinterest capitalizes on its position. So a bit of weakness in that space, but here's another have, and this would be Ford. I'm gonna change this to a market cap view so you can see that Ford clocking in at $97 billion there, beating out Rivian, a company that only came to market last year and is effectively pre-revenue. The headlines say Ford moving past Rivian, and also GM for that matter. GM, you can see, has that $95 billion market cap, and Ford has that $97 billion market cap. But only this morning, we were interviewing a Ford president for North America who was touting the latest figures for those pre-orders of the Lightning F-150, that EV coming out sometime probably in 2023, maybe. But they want to get those production numbers up to 150,000 initially, and that is up from 40,000. So some nice news for Ford today, but a lot of others in this space on this heat map feeling the heat, guys.